Okay. We have moved the old business to the, on the agenda, if I'm not mistaken, is that correct, Mr. Baker, right?
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mike, you're next. We had smaller government in the beginning, we cut our way back.
It's going to be difficult.
How you doing, Mike? Are you going to be in this afternoon, around?
I've got a 1:30
But after that, you'll... Is that where you're the only all these people have junk cars?
I had a guy call me that you couldn't even see his junk cars.
That's a good one.
Would you let Bob go somewhere else then? He's in front of ELC. You give him a break, huh? Bob Jones gave him a break on the ELC.
He's out with the EPA walking around the airport as we speak. Okay. So.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. I have two items on my agenda. The first is in regard to a proposed bid award for the Millville Sanitary Sewer District. We refer to this as Sussex County Project Number 05-06C. Basically, it will serve a couple of the subdivisions in the Millville area, Banks Acres and Banksville Park. But we also had an alternative bid where we could serve about a 1,500-foot section of SR-26. As you know, we had been meeting with the town and the business owners on SR-26 for about the last 6 months, trying to minimize the impact to the businesses during the construction. We met with those businesses earlier this month, and we came up with a plan where we would work on SR-26 in phases. We basically would start construction in January, and we would be off SR-26 by April 30th. And I think the business owners in of the area and the town is satisfied with that proposal. But nonetheless, when we bid out this contract, we actually put that in as an alternative bid. If you looked at the bids that were received, we actually had 11 bidders on this project. Our engineer's estimate for the work was $3.1 million, and that included the SR-26 work, but the bids came in rather well. The low bidder is A.P. Kroll and Sons of Georgetown, Delaware. Their bid was $2,091,000, actually $1 million under our bid estimate, and our estimate was based upon bids we had been receiving in the last, 18 months. So prices are coming down. So based upon what I've just explained to you, I would make a motion that we award this bid to A.P. Kroll at the bid amount, including the alternative work for SR-26.
Question, did we get the situation addressed that Kroll didn't show up to pre-bid meeting and the second contractor did? And
of course.
Yeah.
So it was okay they didn't show up?
We were concerned, and we don't routinely have mandatory bid meetings. We have bid meetings when we feel like there's important information that's going to be discussed at the meeting that everybody should hear. We had the pre-bid meeting, and frankly, the scope that was covered was pretty run-of-the-mill. We didn't feel like we covered anything that a responsive bid could not be provided if the bidder did not attend the meeting. We had the request from Kroll whether they could still bid the project. We submitted a request in writing to the assistant county attorney. I frankly expect that he would say no. If you advertise it to be mandatory, then that's what you have to hold it to. But his actual response came back, no, it was fine. As long as we issue an addendum, notify all the bidders in time. We did that. We received no complaints prior to the bid opening about that aspect. So based upon his recommendation, we opened it up to the alternative, you know. And, you know, as luck would have it, the one party that didn't attend the pre-bid meeting was the one who turned out to be the low bidder. But we feel like this is legally defensible. We worked with Kroll in the past, too, and they're working on SR26 right now, installing central water. So for us, we got a good number. We got an experienced contractor, so we would propose to award it to AP Kroll.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You have a motion, Mike?
Yeah.
Please.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the engineering consultants Whitman, Reckwart & Associates, LLP, and the engineering department that Sussex County project number 05-06C, Millville expansion of the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District collection and conveyance, Banks Acres, Banksville Park, and SR 26 East be awarded to AP Kroll & Sons, Inc. of Georgetown, Delaware at the alternate bid amount of $2,091,830, contingent upon the receipt of approval from the Rural Utility Service.
Motion, gentlemen.
So moved.
Second.
The move and second that we approve the bid award, project number 05-06-C. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Thanks on that.
Okay. I had a second item on my agenda, and that's in reference to a change order. This is for the communications center furniture. We had previously awarded a bid to SMC-EDP, the company that's going to provide the consoles for the call takers and the state police at the new emergency operations center. And we sat down and we looked at, we required that the low bidder turn in shop drawings so we could see how they were physically going to lay out the furniture. Each one of the bidders was a little bit different as to the way they construct the furniture. And in the process of going through that review, we met with Joe Thomas, the Director of Emergency Operations. And one thing that he asked we could do, and if you look at the change order I handed out on the third sheet, there's a drawing that will kind of show you what we're proposing to do. We have a large table in the situation room where emergency officials would get together and meet and hold conference calls. We had a large table planned of, it's 4 feet by 15 feet long, and it was requested that we put data ports and power ports at different locations through the table. We're going to add 8 of them as proposed, and that would allow emergency response officials to have laptops, and they could plug into the data ports and have a power supply right there at the table. And this includes the actual cabling to connect those data ports and power points. And the cost that was given to us by SMC was $648 to do that. Seemed very reasonable for the work that was going to be performed. So I would recommend that this change order be approved. And I have a motion I can read if there's no questions. Be it moved based upon the recommendation. One thing I forgot to mention, in the process of going through the actual, looking at the shop drawings, trying to straighten everything out so that it would work, we actually moved further into the contract time frame than we had anticipated, or SMC anticipated, when they put their schedule together. So they asked for 27 extra days on the contract. It's not going to hurt our overall schedule, so that's included in the change order as well.
We weren't planning until after the first year anyway.
It looks like mid-March.
Okay.
And this furniture will arrive, they're scheduled to arrive on December 19th, and in exchange for the time extension, they've agreed to work through the holidays, so we thought that was a good trade-off. Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that change order number 1 for the Emergency Operations Center contract number 07-02, Communications Center Furniture with SMC EDP be approved, which increases the contract amount by $648 for a new total of $260,016 and increases the contract time by 27 days.
Motion, gentlemen.
So moved.
Okay. We moved to second that we approve change order number 1 for the emergency operation furniture. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed. Thanks.
Thank you.
It's